Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business owners just like yourself stop food obsession, and that way you can finally start loving what you see in the mirror. My name and your host, Sebastian Bedinker. Now today, guys, we're going to be getting into the nitty-gritty, the actual practical steps that you can implement today to help you stop binge eating. Now, I know a lot of the time that I personally love to talk about the mindset stuff, and this isn't to minimize that by any means, because the truth is, guys, the mindset is the single most important thing. Your mindset dictates everything in your life, from your income, from your physical shape, from how you treat your partner, how you treat your family, to the friends you make, the people you meet, the opportunities you're going to have in this life. It is the single greatest asset that you have. And it's so important that you work on that every single day. And so when it comes to stopping food obsession, it's the most important thing as well, because you have to believe that things are going to get better. You have to believe that you are going to have control over your food choices and that you're not a victim. You know, even if you did grow up in a certain way, or, you know, even if you did have problems with food in the past, or you struggled with other eating disorders, or you struggle with body image issues, you cannot be a victim to those situations, to those circumstances. And you have to believe with every fiber in your being that things are going to get better. And the reason I'm putting that at the beginning of this video, the reason I'm prefacing this is because if I tell you the actionable steps, but you don't have your mindset dialed in, it's not going to do anything for you. I can tell you exactly what to do, but if you yourself don't believe that you're going to get better, then you're not going to get better. This is the same exact reason why, you know, so many lottery winners, they go from broke and overnight they suddenly are, you know, millionaires. They have 50, 100 mil, sometimes even like billion, close to $1 billion in liquid cash. But you know what typically happens? You know, 2 to 3 years afterwards, they're dead broke. Why is that? Because they didn't have the mindset of a wealthy person. So same thing goes with binge eating recovery, with fitness, with your health. I can tell you exactly what to do to stop binge eating. I can tell you exactly how to get in shape, what foods to eat, what should your macros be, how should you be working out. But if you yourself don't have the right mindset and don't believe that this is possible for you, I am just wasting my time. And so I really want to start this podcast off with that. That way, you know, you can go into it with the right mindset. So as business owners, I like to think that, you know, we make logical decisions. Obviously, if you run your business based off of emotions, you're not going to be in business for long. So since we are logical thinkers, sometimes we just want the logical steps, the actual practical, actionable advice that we can implement today to help us stop overeating. And that's exactly what we're going to discuss today. So the first and most important step that you could be making in your life is to have multiple meals every single day. And I know, guys, as business owners, we're typically very busy. And sometimes we're just like, oh, I'll just skip the breakfast. I'll just not eat lunch. I've got work to do. But it is so important to have meals, I would say every 2 to 3 hours. That way you can be fully focused. You have energy. You feel full throughout your day. You're not irritable. You don't get cravings. And you are just setting yourself up for success. So when you decide to skip a meal, and this typically happens in breakfast, it's the most common meal that's skipped, you're setting yourself up for failure. Why? Because you're making yourself irritable. You're going to be more stressed out. You're going to be hungrier throughout your day. And when you're hungry throughout your day and tired and cranky, that is going to make it more likely for you to end up overeating, for you to make bad decisions when it comes to food choices. You know, you're going to choose the donut over the healthy meal. You're going to choose the McDonald's drive-thru when you're coming home from the office instead of, you know, having a healthy meal from maybe a meal prep service or maybe cooking something at home. So it is very, very important. I would say you need to be having 4 to 6 smaller sized meals a day. Now notice how I said smaller sized. I'm not saying you need to have an entire gourmet meal, you know, with the salmon, with the avocado, with the sweet potato, caviar on the side. I'm not saying that at all. You know, it can be something as simple as a quick protein shake, you know, maybe a Core Power or Fairlife protein shake. Those are pre-made, that way you don't waste any time. And then some quick carbohydrates like a banana, like an apple, maybe some rice cakes. That literally takes you 2 minutes to make and consume. Okay, don't tell me you don't have the time to do that. Everybody has the time to do that. It's just about what you prioritize. And if you actually want to stop binge eating and stop constantly thinking about food, it starts with your food choices. And this is the simplest, the first thing that you can do and start implementing in your life to really start seeing those results. Now, the second step that you can implement into your life to help you stop binge eating is to focus on protein. Now, if you're watching this, you probably do work out, but a lot of people think that protein is solely for building muscle, solely for helping you in the gym, solely for recovery. And while that's true, and it is amazing at those things, in fact, I think protein is the most important macronutrient there is, it is also amazing for satiety, which is that feeling of being full. Have you ever noticed that when you eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's, you know, just some ice cream, you don't feel full? You know, maybe 30 minutes afterwards, you're like, dude, I feel like I didn't even eat anything, man. It feels like I was just aimlessly eating, and now I'm still hungry. But you ever eat a ribeye steak? I'm talking a big steak from the restaurants, and you're full for hours, right? I eat a steak, and I'm kid you not, I am full for 5 to 6 hours. Why is that? It's because of protein. Okay, protein is the single most important macronutrients for binge eaters, for people who struggle with food obsession. The way I would recommend going about it is I would recommend that you have 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight, right? So to put it simply, let's say, you know, you're a man, you weigh 250 pounds and your goal is to weigh 180 pounds. You know, maybe you have a goal of weighing that by the end of the year, 6 to 8 months, right? So your goal weight is 180 pounds. You want to aim for 180 grams of protein every single day. And a lot of people are like, you know, if they're not used to eating that amount of protein, they're like, oh my God, you know, how am I gonna eat this much protein? It's actually a lot simpler than you think. A 6 ounce chicken breast has close to 50 grams of protein. You eat two of those a day, you're already at 100 grams. You have a Core Power protein shake, that's another 50 grams right there. Boom, you're already at your goal basically. Okay, so it's not as complicated as you think it is. It's just about knowing what is gonna suit you the best. What foods have the highest amount of protein. And this is why it's so beneficial, guys, that you need to be eating protein. That way you don't constantly have food noise going on in your head. That way you're not constantly thinking about food, and it's gonna help you tremendously with actually feeling full. Now, the third step that I wanna talk about that you can implement today to help you stop food obsession is using something I like to call the substitution method. Now, this is a method that I've created and that I teach all of my clients and that most people know me for. In simple terms, all of your favorite foods, all of your favorite drinks, all of your favorite snacks have a lower calorie, healthier substitution that you can use to your advantage. This will help you curb the craving without feeling guilty, without feeling shame, and without gaining excess pounds of body fat. Okay, so one of the easiest things that you can do is a lot of people have a sweet tooth, right? I don't blame you. I have a huge sweet tooth. I love donuts. I love soda. But what can we do to help that? Instead of having regular soda, switch to diet soda. Okay, I've talked to people that drink 5 to 6 cans of Coca-Cola every single day. That's about 700 calories that you're consuming. If you just were to switch to diet soda, you're saving 700 calories. That's an entire, you know, huge meal that you could be having that's gonna do much more for you in the long run rather than drinking 7 cans of Coke. So that is one of the simplest substitutions you can make, and that's gonna help you curb the craving and, you know, not gain excess pounds of body fat. Another one when it comes to drinks is, let's say something like sweet tea. I'm from the South. I live in South Carolina, so I love my sweet tea. Maybe you're from the South as well. I love my sweet tea, but it is very high in calories. I mean, it's basically just sugar water. But there's a brand called Milo's that actually offers a zero-calorie sweet tea, and it tastes delicious. It tastes pretty much like the same as regular sweet tea, and, you know, of course, without the calories. So it's all about knowing where to look. It's all about making the right substitutions. Another one that people don't really talk about is chips. Guys, chips are a lot of people's weakness. I'm not really a chip guy, but I know a lot of people love chips. You know, they're Lay's, they're barbecue chips. They love Takis, hot fries, all of those chips, right? An easy substitution that you can make is lightly salted popcorn. I believe I spoke about this in my last podcast, but lightly salted popcorn, a good brand is Lesser Evil. You know, you can have 3 cups of popcorn for about 100 calories. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And so you want another thing about the substitution method is you want foods that have a high amount of volume but little amount of calories, and that way you actually feel full after you consume the snack. Another one that's very simple to make, a lot of people love ice cream. You know, where's my ice cream lovers or frozen yogurt lovers, okay? I know that's one of the most common sweet treat delicacies that people love to consume on a weekly basis. So instead of having something like Ben & Jerry's ice cream, which, you know, has about 1,000 calories per pint, a little more actually, instead of that, substitute it for something like Halo Top, substitute it for something like Favorite Day. Those are brands that I'm listing out, and those have about 300 calories per pint. And actually recently, one of the best investments I made, this is not a sponsored ad, but one of the best investments I made was investing into a Ninja Creami. It's basically an ice cream maker from the company Ninja. They make a lot of kitchen tools. But you know, you just fill up the cup with regular fat-free milk. You put a scoop of protein in there and you let it freeze overnight. And then in the morning, you put it in the machine and it makes delicious ice cream. I don't know how they do it, but it tastes exactly like ice cream. And it's honestly one of the best investments I've ever made. But like I'm saying, guys, it's all about finding those substitutions that you can use that will still help you curb the craving, but again, without feeling those guilt, those guilty feelings, those feelings of shame, and without gaining excess pounds of body fat. So to recap, guys, the most important thing, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, is the mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, if you don't truly believe that things are going to get better for you, that you're gonna have control over your food choices, that you're gonna have control over your life, and that you're gonna finally be able to stop the food noise and get in incredible shape, then this is not gonna do anything for you. You have to have a positive mindset, okay? Now, the actual steps that you're gonna be taking are having multiple meals a day. Stop skipping breakfast, guys. Stop skipping meals. Have 4 to 6 smaller sized meals every single 2 to 3 hours, okay? So every 2 to 3 hours, have a small meal, and you should be aiming for 4 to 6 a day. A little pro tip about that as well. If you don't have time to cook, like I said, quick protein shake, quick carbs like a banana, an apple, rice cakes. But if you have the means necessary, you can hire a chef. Or whenever you go grocery shopping, they have these pre-made frozen meals that are great options. You know, they have the Quest brand, they have the Lean Cuisine brand, they have the Healthy Choice brand, and they have these pre-made frozen meals. They have like chicken teriyaki, they have spaghetti with meatballs, they have hamburger, whatever you're into. And that is an easy option. You don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, you just pop it in the microwave, and that can count towards one of your meals. That's a pro tip right there. The second step that you want to implement is focusing on protein. Okay, like I said, guys, it is the single most important macronutrient if you struggle with binge eating, if you struggle with food obsession, because it's going to help you actually feel full. And the final step that you can take today is using the substitution method. Remember, all of your favorite foods, drinks, and snacks have a lower calorie, healthier substitution that you can use to curb the craving and not feel guilty. Okay, guys, I really hope that you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would really appreciate a review. This is a new podcast, so the reviews really help me out. And if you want to share it with a friend, maybe one of your friends that own a business, or maybe just a family member that owns a business, or maybe someone that just needs help with stopping food obsession, with stopping their binge eating, I would really appreciate a word of mouth referral. It would mean the world to me. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and I hope you have the best day of your entire life.